I'm John.
I'm Kaz.
And this is Josh, and welcome to Potato Nut. We're going to start off with some introductions. John, you're up.
Thanks, Josh. I appreciate it. So like Josh said, I'm John. I consider myself a true geek. I'm a gamer. I'm a sound technician. I love computers. I work on Macs and PCs. I also work at a technology company in Boise. I'm a graphic designer. I'm not really good, but I'm a novice.
Better than me.
Yeah, well, probably better than me, too.
You're a better drawer, I think.
Stick figures, yeah.
I'm a musician. I've been a musician for about 15 years, and just recently became a real estate agent.
And he's only 22, by the way, so he's the real deal.
The real deal.
Oh, and also, Cass is my wife.
Aww.
Yes, I am your wife. So I'll introduce myself. I would basically say, to wrap me up, music. I love music. Music's my
and
passion.
And like the ring.
I got this huge ring on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, John. That's a big wedding ring. Wing. Big wedding
ring. You turned 5 years old?
Baby.
Yeah, what's the talk like that?
But I'm a singer. I've been trained for almost a decade. I love all kinds of music, even like opera. I enjoy some of it. I even play games. I love playing Halo. I always kick butt with the guys.
That's what you call it.
Whatever. And as you know, I am married to John. And I also just got interested in photography. If you want to check me out, of course, I'm going to do this. It's facebook.com/ KB1000WordsPhotography. Oh, wait, no, just 1,000 words. There we go.
And to talk about my real estate, since you did that,
my
Facebook is facebook.com/JBrockRealEstate. JBrock Real Estate.
And I'm Josh. I don't have a website. But we have the nerd and the talent, the one that I'm just the general nerd. Well, you're the geek. I'm the nerd.
Thank you. I'm offended you call me a nerd.
Well, you can go kiss a butt. Just kidding. No, I'm a nerd. I don't do much with computers. I like computers.
Yeah, you suck at working computers.
Didn't just say that. Oh, God, harsh. No, I'm the Star Wars Lord of the Rings lover.
Jonathan That's great. Like Star Wars.
Can't stand either one of those.
Yeah, you can suck a knob.
A knob?
Yeah, just like what the mic looks like. A knob.
This is a Silver Surfer.
Yeah, the big black knob. I'm just kidding. No, but just like John and Cass, I love games, music, movies. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
He's hilarious.
He is.
He's being very humble right now.
I'm being very tame.
Wow. Very tame.
Very tame, yeah. This is
well, I'm not explicit, but I'm being tame. But, no, I don't know. It's just, I think we were all pushing to do this podcast, just to share.
Okay, he is the deepest thinking person I know.
Oh, yeah, he gets lost.
I'm a big-ass whale. Well. Man, I tell you what time is it? It's 10:30.
And you had the day off today. Don't give me anything.
Hey, don't tell my boss that. I'm just kidding.
Your boss doesn't know that.
I know. No, but like with me, what I want to get out of this is I want to share my passion for video games in the nerd chic. John is here for what? What are you here for?
To share technology.
And your geekery?
My geekery.
Taking the shirt.
Thank you. Go Dead Dynasty.
So, yeah, if any of the Robertsons want to come up to Idaho, we got potatoes for you.
Yeah.
And an empty chair.
And an empty chair. We love
that
guests.
Sophie would be sleeping in if she was here.
But, our mascot, Sophie, yeah, the dog.
And Cass is here for what? Music?
Music. I'm passionate about it.
Keep a day job, Josh.
I don't think there's a label for me, though. What?
I think I
call
honest,
me a choir nerd. I don't know.
I wouldn't say that. I honestly, you're kind of the one. Oh, making a lot of noise in my ADD. You're probably the one person that's gonna keep us
scene.
On the floor. Like, Jonathan and I'd be like, oh, shiny, you know.
Or, keep like, you on track. Keep
I have
on
an track. Xbox controller in front of me.
Just gotta take it away.
No, don't do it. All I want to do is just, like, turn around and just, like,
play
Halo. Let's play Halo.
Speaking of that, he made a video.
It's on YouTube.
No, I'm going to do this. This is on my Kazinator 18 channel on YouTube. Kazinator 18, K-A.
I was sober, I swear.
Listen, K-A-Z-Z-I-N-A-T-O-R 18. And just go through my videos, and it says, let's play Halo. You need to watch it because it's the most hilarious thing you will ever see in your entire life.
Do you still have those front flipping videos? Or?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Oh, man, that... She got rid of her phone.
I swear to anybody who ever will listen to this someday, hopefully, I was 110% sober. Yeah, the extra 10% was the added pain that happened that was caused.
Oh, and on top of that, he likes to either face plant or butt plant in sand. Sober.
Oh, no, not... That was a one-time thing. You didn't have to bring that up.
That reminded me of it. That was a long time ago. All right,
so let's get back on track, guys.
Yeah, sorry, we have ADD. All right, so we're going to start off with John again. Just talk about what he's wanting to talk about. Is this the recent...
reveal.
The reveal of... Well, it wouldn't be, yeah.
It's the reveal.
It's the reveal. Oh, the post E3, I should say, because they both came out. I think one came out in February, one came out in May. PS4 came out in February, about just saying, "Hey, there's coming out."
No, the Xbox One came out earlier this month.
It was the end of May when the Xbox One came out.
Was it
when it was announced? I'm pretty sure.
I didn't know.
I mean, you got a computer running. Look it up. Or
that's fine.
I thought the PS
PS4 did go through.
It's in February.
It was in February. Yeah.
So, anyways, John, I'm very interested to see what you think about everything.
So yeah, I'm an Xbox nerd. I love Xbox 360.
I must say, sorry to interrupt you. I was too, for a very long time, until 3 months ago.
As long as I can play Halo, I'm good. I don't care what console I'm on.
I play Halo with you guys. You guys have the Xbox. I'm in your house.
But yeah, Xbox is my everything to me. Gears of War. Oh, yeah. I thought you said something completely different.
What did you think you said?
Censorship now.
Not war, but...
Gears of Horror? I don't know about that game, but that's something that's like a Las Vegas version.
But yeah, like I said, I'm an Xbox nerd. I love Xbox 360, Halo. With the Xbox One coming out, I was really excited to see what was going on. I'm a huge fanboy. But when I looked at the comparisons between the PS4 and the Xbox One, I was very depressed and hated it. Hated the Xbox. Just for the fact of these simple things. With Xbox One being mandatory online check, and no gaming if online for 24 hours, lending games, selling games, and used games are all restricted, as well as mandatory camera.
That's so stupid.
And you have to have an Xbox Gold account to watch Netflix, and that's all my wife and I cast.
Well, I think
that's how it is now.
Yeah, that's how it is now. It's now,
and I hate that.
Yeah. Oh, question I have, though, back with the... I know we were talking about this earlier for like 5 seconds. The used games and you buy a title like Halo 5 or Dead. I heard something on a podcast I was doing, Dead Rising 3 for the Xbox One. So say you guys buy that for the Xbox One and I get an Xbox One, but I wanted to borrow it. I can't play it on my console?
Correct.
Why?
They've locked it down.
How? Is there going to be like a code in the disc? Probably.
My understanding.
I think so.
Everything is locked down to Xbox One and that one console.
Sorry for all you, the fanboys, because I used to be one. But that just sounds like
a load of crap.
Not money hungry penguins in their offices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, don't get me wrong. I know they work hard, and I know that's a great thing, but that's just trying to scrounge every little penny out of somebody.
Well, I can tell you right now, it's probably going to hurt them more than it's going to...
Most definitely.
And they're not going to be able to go through and do a refresh because it's going to be something built into the hardware.
Well, how stupid is the backwards? You can't play 360 games on it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You have to buy all their games. They're shooting themselves in
the foot. But they...
They did that when they revealed the Xbox from the Xbox to the Xbox Elite. You weren't able to play the original Xbox games on like the new Xbox 360.
Most of them you could. There's quite a few of them. But there's certain like there's certain games that wouldn't go over. But like Halo 1, Halo 2, those kind of games, the really big games. Like I remember seeing a list like when I was in high school. And one of the games that was backwards compatible was like Barbie's Pony Dance. Something. Yeah.
Because everybody wants to play that.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Woo-hoo. No, but Barbie's. No. Did you know this? That the Xbox One is going to have Blu-ray?
Oh, yeah. It's going to have 8 gigs of RAM.
Yeah. But did you know that Blu-ray is a Sony licensing? And so they have to pay Sony for every...
It's not a Sony licensing because if you look at it.
So, okay. Sony owns Blu-ray, like the technology, all that kind of crap.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. So they have it licensed. That's.
So PlayStation's getting rich. This is really going to hurt them, I think.
Yeah, do we have a Blu-ray disc around here?
No.
There's one in your room.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure Sony owns that because, like, JVC, you know JVC? Mm-hmm. They used to own VHS and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And the HD stuff, that was all Microsoft. And that's why they were pushing it with the 360, that's because it wasn't Blu-ray. But now they're going to be paying Sony, if I'm correct, they'll be paying Sony for the technology that's in their platform.
I would think so.
So they're helping their competitors out, I guess?
Yeah. Oh, and also, excuse my sniffling, I'm a little...
coked up.
My allergies are crazy.
So I'm looking it up right now for Blu-ray. It says...
I know Samsung has stuff like that too, but...
Wow, that's crazy. I never noticed that.
What?
Capacity on Blu-ray is 25 gigs single layer. Capacity on the dual layer Blu-ray is 50 gigs. Let's see. All right,
What's the difference between the PlayStation 4?
So the only difference?
Big thing is price.
Yeah.
It's $100 less.
Easily $100 right now.
Yeah.
But once you figure it's kind of both going to come out around October, November, right before the holidays, they're going to get a bundle pack. So some might even be like $369. How many gigs are each basic model going to have, you know?
I'm not positive. Let me look that up.
I don't know either. But while he's looking that up, yes.
What?
Well, let me make one more note. PS4, no extra costs as far as Netflix. You can don't have to have a camera.
That's how it is.
You can, yeah, it's exactly how it is now, and they're not making anything different.
And you don't have to pay.
They're using a system that works. Yes, Xbox Live is amazing when it comes to online and playing with your friends, and PS3 is kind of difficult. Because you don't really... your invites and your messages. But... yeah, it works. And the sad thing is people are going to pay for it because it works.
Yeah.
And I think it's cool that Sony's not... because Sony could easily charge $30 a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's half of Xbox Live. Instead of... so.
Jonathan's getting mad because I'm playing footsies with him.
You're stepping on my foot.
I'm so sorry.
No one plays footsies with me. That's myself. Whoa.
That's not
sound right. Whoa, John. You don't know what you're doing in your own time.
All right. So, that was an interesting little first tidbit because, one, we're trying to get this thing into half an hour. And how long was that first?
It's almost at 15 minutes already.
All right. So, Cass, you and I got your lightning round.
All right.
So...
So, basically, I can't remember what it's called for some reason. I used to be, well, like, I still kind of am, Paramore fan. But there's one thing I wanted to say. The new Paramore CD that just came out, it's not exactly what Paramore used to be. I don't know if you guys have heard the new stuff.
No, but I read a lot of their views and stuff, and
they're not keeping it what they used to do, and people are getting really, really mad and upset.
Well, but this is like the last time because she's going to go be a mom.
That's true.
So her focus really probably really wasn't all there.
Well, my opinion is if her focus wasn't there, then maybe she shouldn't have done the album. Yeah.
She wants the money, probably.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. No offense, whatever your name is, because I don't know your name. Hayley Williams. I love her. And there's a couple songs on there that I really, really like.
Do you love her as much as I love Maria Brink?
I'm pretty sure no. Because I think they'd be on the brink of lesbian.
Get it? Brink? Brink. If I was a woman, I'd be a lesbian for Maria Brink.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Tell you what.
But I would just say some of their songs are not satisfactory.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a lot of hit and miss and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Did you find something, Jonathan?
Yes, I did. Very interesting information. Very interesting information.
Put your face towards the knob.
I'm talking and reading at the same time. So it's the PS4 is the 8th generation. Introductory price is $399. It's a semi-custom 8-core AMD processor. Hard drive is 500 gigs, but it's user upgradable. For the hard drive.
I know, but you say Xbox or?
PS4.
500 gigs?
But it's upgradable.
So you can have an attachment to add like another 250?
Holy cow, that's a lot of room.
And it's got eight gigs of RAM.
Yeah, it's going to need it for how high these games are going to be.
There's 8 gigs of RAM.
They're basically computers.
Yeah, they are. Because this 8 gigs of RAM are GDDR5, which is the next version of RAM. Now, if I look back at the Xbox One, it's a straight 500 gigs of hard drive. Mm-hmm. It's DDR3, 8 gigs of RAM. And every game is at least 5 gigs of RAM used. Every time you play a game. Oh, so you're almost maxing out on every game.
That's not even worth it.
And you have to have the Kinect connected.
Yeah.
You have to have the Kinect connected.
But this is funny. I was listening to I'm going to do a little product thing.
Product.
I
love it.
Rooster Teeth. I absolutely love. I don't know those guys personally, but I watch their crap all the time. And yeah.
They do video.
Most of their stuff is video, but like that'd be my dream one day, just to meet these guys. Seriously. No, I'm not kidding. Like,
we'll have to listen to
them. Like, I would almost rather meet them than I would like to meet Ray Brink.
What about the Tennessee?
I'd rather meet these guys.
Wow, that's saying a lot.
But then, what if Doug Dynasty listens to this and then they go?
I still want to meet them, but I'd rather meet these guys more. Just because these guys are doing what I would want to do. What'd you flip me for?
The way you're moving your feet on the floor.
Sorry, ADD. But anyways, I was listening to it. I don't even remember saying that. I started.
Something about the Xbox One.
The Kinect. One of the guys, his name is Gus, and he's saying that. Or is it Bernie? That $1 million idea would be to create like a cover plate for the Kinect to cover the camera and stuff when you're not using it. Because it moves all the time. And then Gus is like, you just put it in a freaking drawer or something like that. But I'm like, because like the Xbox 360 used to have a face plate. Make a face plate for the Kinect that covers the mic and everything.
Yeah, but that's, you know, they're going to outrageously price it. $50 for this cover plate. Just put it in your drawer.
But yeah, that's if Microsoft does it. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, Gavin, he's another guy from Michigan, made a good point. He goes, where they work, it's in a small office, probably about the size of this room in here. Maybe a little narrower. And they all have their 360s when they play with each other. Sounds horrible. They play games with each other. But if the Kinect has to be connected and it's voice activated, what if Gavin says, Xbox off? Boop, 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 boop. What if they all shut off?
Yeah, that's completely true.
And their work, what they're working on,
it's offloaded, yeah.
So.
That's horrible.
Rock, paper, scissors?
<Just kidding. laughs> Yeah, but okay, so I do want to talk about music a little bit more and maybe get your guys' insight. I know Josh is also, he says he's a nerd and everything, but he loves music as well, and he listens to all kinds of music.
Yeah.
What kind of input, bands that you like that came out maybe with new albums or going to? So go ahead, let's talk about them.
Oh, man. What do I listen to the most? Well, lately I've been listening to a lot of Shinedown.
Yeah.
And Volbeat.
And Volbeat.
Isn't Volbeat coming out with a new?
They just did.
It's okay.
Called Outlaw Gentlemen Shady Ladies. I have it actually in my room. Okay. I haven't listened to it all the way. It's different.
It's different?
Yeah.
I like it.
Do you?
But, yeah, it's pretty good. But the Shinedown album that came out 4 or 5 months, no, longer than that, shoot. But it's called what? Amoralis.
I have no clue.
It is. I don't know.
I'm not a big fan.
Who? Shinedown?
I like him, but I don't listen to him.
I think you really need to listen to him because me it was, man. When I first listened to him, I'm like, yeah, this is rocking. And then after a couple more listens to him, I'm like, wow, this is some deep crap.
And here goes Josh being the deep guy.
No, seriously, like,
see, he's going serious.
No, I'm just saying. I get it. I always get into it, too.
How can someone put so much into something that's 3 minutes long?
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yeah.
I think that's the one thing I really like about music is that you can put everything into it.
A whole story. You can tell...
beginning and end.
You know, you can tell a whole thing about heartbreak.
Well, there's like a climax. There's that... it's a story. So it starts very low in the beginning... and it reaches a climax and it drops down and ends. Either happy or sad ending.
The music industry has been around booming since probably the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
40s. Till now. That is 60 plus years. How in those 60 plus years do you not hear so many things that sound the same? How do we still hear things that are still unique to our ears? It's ridiculous. I don't understand it. I love it, though. The Shinedown CD, get it, or you'll die.
I think I'm trying to think of
Foo Fighters.
The band that you really got me into.
With who? Maria.
That you introduced us in.
Mumford and Sons.
Yeah, Mumford and Sons.
Mumford and Sons. Yeah.
I mean,
recent Grammy winner.
That's last year. Yeah.
That was this year.
I know. No, I'm just saying. That was in 2012.
It was technically 2012.
Was it in February?
It was in February. Yes, I don't know where you guys have been.
Hey, it's been a long year.
I just bought their anniversary edition. CD.
Well, that, and I can tell you, some of the best music out there is obviously Mumford & Sons. I think Shinedown is really good. They're not popular like Mumford & Sons. The Black Keys, who are on fire right CD. Now. Yeah. Who got you into that band?
Shush.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh is a music master. He knows all the bands that are sound amazing that are not popular.
Well, Black Keys are popular.
I have never heard them before you talked about it.
Yeah, Black Keys, I absolutely love them. Yeah. Mumford & Sons, I also like the Lumineers as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But,
there's just, I don't know, I think there's something really cool about music. It's got the individuality of it.
Have you guys heard that Family Force 5 is coming out with a new album?
I'm excited for that.
I heard it's going to be heavy, like heavier.
Good.
So they gain weight? No, I'm just kidding. Family Force 5 is hit or miss. Let me see you wobble.
Yeah. Let me see you wobble.
That song was stuck in my head for months.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm sick of that band because anywhere I look on Facebook I have Mark or Lori posting something about or Daniel or Drew. I'm just like,
let me see you wobble.
Don't wobble next to me. This is awkward.
So Josh, what do you want to talk about?
Taco Bell. I'm so hungry, dude.
Yeah.
No, I'll talk about a little bit of everything. Star Wars. I'm just kidding.
Hey, you got to talk about what you want to talk about. He's talking about
if
Star Wars.
If we ever have listeners, I want to take a poll of how many people thinks Jonathan needs to watch the Star Wars movies.
And if I have 100 people...
Not the way it is now. Not from episode 1 to episode 6. I'm talking about episode 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. You got to do it like I did it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want to know if 100 people are... Say I should watch it, then I'll watch it the way Josh wants me to watch
100 people?
It.
Dude, we'll be lucky if we have 5 people.
One... say 50 at least. 50.
All right, 50.
Start off.
To start it off. So 50 people.
I'll click it like 17 times. seriously, have you seen Lord of the Rings too?
No comment.
You haven't?
You haven't?
I've seen one part.
I have the Blu-ray extended
edition.
I've seen one part when the little dude is hanging the ring over the
necklace. I'm going to have this house to myself for a month. You sound like my ex-girlfriend.
It's true.
Anyways.
Josh is laughing.
Anyways.
I have this house to myself for a month.
You have this house to myself
for a month. I'm going to stab you with the knife that's in my hand.
This is true, folks. He has a knife in his hand. Don't ask why.
This is Idaho, that's why. God, ADD. We're going to watch the Lord of the Rings. And if we can, we'll pull it off and watch Star Wars. Because I don't know what happened to my Star Wars.
Okay.
And I also think we should have Harry Potter marathon. He has to watch Star Wars.
I've only seen the first Harry Potter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that means you have to watch...
And you have to watch... No, not Harry Potter. If I have to watch Star Wars and Lord of the Rings, you have to watch Fast and the Furious.
I knew you were going to pull that. I knew you were
going to... Harry Potter and Fast and the Furious. Now we're going to have like 3 days of movies. I'm so excited.
Are we going to shower during this time? 3 days? It's going to take a day and a half just to watch Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, and then Harry Potter. Those are pretty long. Those are...
There's like 6 of them.
2 to 3 hours.
And if we're going
to
do all 6 of the flipping
Star
Wars...
So maybe a whole week. We'll say a whole week.
We'll have to do this over 4 weekends because I don't like doing anything on the week. Working. Book 2 jobs. 16-hour days. No, it's called trying to make money.
Yeah, I know.
Sell
I'm
drugs.
Unemployed.
I know, right?
Do what I do. I'll tell you what, it's interesting. Cause
now we're going to have some cops knock at your door.
Or like one of my coworkers, I got the CIA called on them. No, Secret Service. Sorry, Secret Service.
What?
Yeah.
That's like...
That's some
yeah, that's
well, like he, it was a prankster. It was a prank war with him and his roommate.
Oh, jeez.
And they kept going back and forth, and every time you go to the next level, it gets more intense. Well, they were playing some game at the table, and they were saying, he's like, well, talk to my boss. And Shepard, for some reason, had the White House on speed dial.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, here, talk to my boss. Hands him the phone. He says, I'm going to kill the president. Hand things up.
Oh my God.
And he didn't know it was the White House.
Oh my gosh.
And the next day.
That's so stupid.
He walks to his car, and there's two guys in black and white suits waiting for him.
Oh, wow. All right.
Don't tease me, bro. So sorry.
Yeah, we have 20. We are at 28 minutes. So
what I was really going to want to talk about, I want to talk mainly about games. Games is my escape. Seriously.
Yeah. Games is your escape.
Yeah, I it's amazing. So if we ever have listeners, somehow, miraculously, get a hold of one of these two on their pages that they have, because they're cool like that, and have them get to me and recommend games I should play.
Well, we're going to have a website soon.
I've played a lot of games.
But... Yeah, we'll get a website up, and we'll make sure you
game types. Halo game types, Call of Duty game types. We like to play online, but we like to play against each other.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. We get frustrated.
I've taught these two how to play Halo.
Probably. Oh, yeah.
I just swamped them at swap.
I just won.
Okay, by how many points you won? Like, by 5 points? 5 kills?
Yeah.
I was winning 95% of the time.
I was, like, 15 kills, which is not bad for me.
Yeah, you were at 23, I had 35, and he had 40.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah. So... I guess one thing we're going to try this out is at the end of every time we're going to, I don't know, close out something, just words of encouragement or something. And I was thinking we should call it the soapbox.
The soapbox?
Yeah, like back in the day, get on your soapbox and just talk to anybody who would listen. Right. Like, just get off your soapbox. So,
Cass, want to go first?
You can go. All right, John.
Josh can go first.
I don't want to go first. I can go first, but I'm just going to do my saying that I try to live by.
Do
just
it.
Just to give it out to people.
Do it.
But no, I'll do that last.
All right. So I'll go first then.
You go first.
Fine. I'll go first. Spend a couple minutes to say who goes first.
I don't even know what I'm going to say, man.
Me either.
Hope we can edit all this out.
Yeah. No, let's just keep it.
Okay. Why don't we just... What are you going to say?
Because
I want Taco Bell.
Yeah,
Taco
hungry.
Bell is a life's dinner.
Life's dinner.
Okay. As life's dinner, I think he meant this is his last supper. Because I'm going to kill him.
Oh my god.
All right, Cass, what are you going to say?
I got it. This is, without music, life would be a mistake.
That's definitely true.
Yep.
Now I feel like I'm stupid because I said Taco Bell is my life's dinner.
You're a guy. You think with your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. And other things.
Well, at least you'll be prepared next time. All right, Josh?
Insecurity kills all that is beautiful. Later!
All right.
See ya.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Miss me.